Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm trying out my phone hookup for my very first phone podcast, and I've got a very brave Chris Wynn from the Bundaberg Co. hooked in to have a chat to me all the way from Bundaberg. How are you going there, Chris?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm glad you can hear me, and I hope everyone else can hear you. So fingers crossed it's all going to plan for me. Always like to try new things. Hey, Chris, I've come across your business because I saw that you're coming along to Maryborough's street party this coming Saturday.
Yes, we are.
And I love anything Bundy and anything, I love burgers. So I just wanted to have a chat and find out what exactly is your business, because those two B words really struck a chord with me.
Okay. Well, we started our business 3 years ago. And one of the reasons for us starting our business was whenever we went out anywhere, we couldn't find anybody that actually made cooked food using local fresh produce from our amazing region.
Nice. Yeah.
So what we do, basically, we have an ethos that all of our food is supplied locally, and we deal direct with farmers, and we get the food fresh from farms, and we try and use local suppliers for everything, including all of down to our food trays, and we basically promote everything locally within the region. Our region that we mainly get our food from is obviously the Bundaberg region, the North and South Burnett region, Fraser Coast, and we do go down and we do actually source a few products from the Sunshine Coast as well, and a couple from the Capricornia Coast. And we go along to events and are part of some amazing events over the last 3 years, and we sell gourmet burgers.
Yeah.
And we also do other foods as well, specifically created from food within the region. So that's basically what we do.
That's fabulous. Well, actually, I didn't realise you got your fresh produce from within the region, and I'm so glad to hear that the Fraser Coast is in that greater region that you cover and that you source supplies from. So what events would we find you at in the Fraser region other than the street party this weekend in Maryborough?
Okay, well, we're very often down at the Fraser Coast, and the last 4 weeks we've been down there on quite a few occasions. We go to Food and Groove down at Harvey Bay.
Yeah.
And we have also did the Well Festival down in Harvey Bay recently. We have done a couple of the street parties and parties in the Poppins Festival in Maryborough.
Wow.
The RV Home Show, RV Show at Maryborough, Hot Rods at Maryborough of recent months.
Oh, you get around. I should just follow you around.
Within Maryborough and Fraser Coast, we're generally down there for a lot of events. On Saturday, our other van is also down by the water park for the launch down there of the gradually completing works for that front park there, which is the skate park, the water park. And we were there on last Friday night for the opening of the new big wheel as well. So
wow! Yay!
So we are heavily involved in Fraser Coast. It is local to us. It's only 80 kilometres up the road as the crow flies.
That's right. Well, you are actually the person to call when I'm thinking, what events do I want to get in touch with people in the near future? You'll have everyone's contact.
Yes, we get around. Recently were at Kingaroy at the Bake Festival. We go to Gaindar. We'll be part of the Gaindar event in a few weeks' time as well. So, yeah, and we we go out and about, we actually try and showcase products from here. So, like, if you were to grab a drink off of us, we always stock Bundaberg brewed drinks rather than a myriad of the cheaper canned drinks and stuff around. We try and use use local product. So, yeah, that's how we go. We also, for events and private catering and corporate catering, we do things like we work with Kalki Moon Distillery here in Bundaberg. We do a lot of their catering for them, and we incorporate their products, their gin and vodka, into foods as well. So it's like we recently did a job for them, which we did a vodka seafood dressing for one of their products. So yeah, we our chefs and my partner, who's an amazing chef, are used to creating for specific events as well.
Wow. So do you have a burger which features Bundaberg rum?
Yes, well, our barbecue sauce that we make, we blend Bundaberg spiced rum into that.
Oh.
And that's a standard. So when you buy choose a barbecue sauce for one of our products, that sauce actually has Bundaberg spiced rum in it.
That's fabulous.
You'd have to drink a lot of litres for it to affect you.
Yeah. Okay, so, that's good to know.
So that's the type of thing we do. We have our own unique sauces, like we have our own burger sauce we make, which is by far, once people try it, they never go back. So,
that's
have a
awesome.
Cult following of people that follow us around.
That's fabulous. I was just going to ask you about the people that follow you. What sort of response are you getting at these community events where people have just stumbled across you for the first time? Are they excited or?
Yes, well, generally, what happens, we use Facebook as our main medium for advertising and promoting the business.
Yeah.
So what we have done with that, all of our followers on there are all followers. There's been no gimmicks of like our page, and you'll get a free burger or anything like that. There's basically pure likes and feedback. So we've sort of tried to build the business up on a realistic, positive base. We are also very fortunate. We operate our business and the food vans from our residential address in Moore Park Beach, and the local councillor helped push for us to be one of the first in the region to actually we trade at Moore Park Beach when we're not busy, and primarily weekends in between jobs, and we serve food and breakfast up at Moore Park Beach. So
nice.
Generally we find that people that really like us will come down to us on a Sunday morning and have one of our breakfasts and stuff, and sit on the beach and eat breakfast as well. So it's good. We actually bring people into Moore Park Beach that wouldn't come here if it wasn't for our food, I guess.
That's lovely.
So they tell me anyway.
It's a great story. You've seen a need and an opportunity to work with other small business owners, whatever, across the region to create a unique product. And I think what you're doing is wonderful. I wish you well for the weekend, Chris. And I'll put a little blog up on my website and share your link to Facebook, and encourage anyone to get in touch with you if they're having an event to add another flavour to their food court. It'd be fantastic.
The other thing that I haven't mentioned on there, one of the things which we did from the beginning with our business, and when we put an event up, we have regular customers now that send us messages. When you go, for a lot of people with food allergies and specific dietary requirements, they find it quite hard to actually have something to eat.
That is really fantastic. I'll make sure I mention that in the blog too, because I can think of people in my network that maybe weren't aware of that. I think that's brilliant.
Yes, well, it's something that through some close friends of ours, and one of them has some major allergies, that we've been to events prior to living here. We came from Sydney, and we'd walk around an event, and it would be like a 35-minute walk around whilst our friend quizzed food vendors.
Yeah. Right, that's what happens with my friends. They just take their own because it's too hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was another thing with our business that we did, and because we took all of our food fresh, we basically can have a quick chat with them and find out their allergies, and we can always give them something to eat.
Oh, that's brilliant, Chris.
It might not be a burger, or it might not
be that's right.
a burger. It might be just a tray of food with salads and lettuce and some plain grilled chicken that's not got any onions in it, because they might have allergies to onions and garlic, etc. But we can always give them something to eat.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Chris, I really thank you so much. You've got a bit of an accent there. Where you're from originally?
Originally from England, but I've lived here since a teenager, and I never lost the accent.
No, you didn't.
I've given up worrying about it now, but I am Australian, trust me.
Yeah. And you're living
I've
in a...
I've worked here all my working life, so I've paid my dues, and I'm Aussie, and that's it. So
yeah.
So I've got an English accent.
Thank you so much for participating in my first phone podcast.
And mine too.
Oh, there you go. It's a win for both of us. I'm hoping very much when we stop talking and I play this back, it's going to be perfect. I'm sure it will be. And look out for that blog. I'll share it. Jump on to Facebook, which is Everything Fraser Coast, and you'll find what I'm sharing there. And by all means, share away as much as you like, Chris.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good
one. Bye-bye.